Hello, I'm Monica calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household.
You do know we live in Florida, right?
That's correct.
Right, and we get hurricanes.
I understand.
Would
you like to complete?
And I have plenty of backups for it. I've lived here all my life.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I've been through every one of them since 1960, Donna. So what do you need to know?
We have multiple questions on this survey. This is just to help.
If they're not dumb questions, I'll go ahead and answer them. What do you need to know?
Okay. Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a manufactured?
No, it's a home.
A single-family home? Okay.
Yes, it's a home.
All right. Do you own or do you rent your home?
I own my home.
Okay.
Completely paid off.
All right. Do you know in what year was your home built?
65.
Thank you. Okay. Do you know what upgrades or modifications have been made?
It's all been upgraded. The whole thing. New electrical, new AC. There's actually a mother-in-law suite on the back of it. So yes, it's been completely upgraded in the mid-90s.
Okay, completely.
The whole thing, plumbing, everything.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I was born in 1964.
Okay.
At the old St. Joseph Hospital. So, yeah, I think I've been here for a few years.
Okay. Thank you.
I really hate to break the news to you, but some of these questions are kind of ignorant. What are they trying to find out? What do they want to know?
The only information that we know is that we're trying to help Florida better prepare for next time a hurricane approaches.
really? I bet you that if you're not from New Jersey or anywhere up north and you've lived in Florida for more than 10 years, you know how to prepare for a hurricane. If you're a newbie that's coming down here from up north, yeah, you have no clue. You don't know what you're in for. But if you live down here, I've lived here for 59 years. I've been through all of them. So yes, I know how to, I have my own generator. I have it. Oh yeah, no. I'm ready. When the neighbors don't have power, I have power. But I've been a mechanic for 40 years, so I know how to do this.
All right.
So I'm kind of the wrong guy to be asking these questions, because if you live in Florida, you're going to have hurricanes. And if you don't know how to keep electricity in your house when all the power goes out, then guess what? You're going to have a miserable time, because hurricanes don't hit in the wintertime. They hit in the summertime when it's 100 degrees with 100% humidity. So if you don't have a generator and your power goes out, you're pretty much screwed. Well, I've lived in this town long enough where that will not happen to me again.
Yes, I understand. Do you remember the last category of the hurricane that you experienced?
God, no, we haven't had one hit directly in Tampa. So Charlie went up and went across and hit Orlando, because they all thought it was going to hit Tampa. But yeah, no, we get them every year. There's going to be at least three or four of them this year. So I don't know what you're trying to ask. I mean, everybody's going to deal with the hurricane. You're either going to get the main part of it or the outskirts of it. So that's kind of a weird question, because, yeah, I'm going to probably have to deal with a hurricane this year. And, yeah, that's living in Florida. At least I don't live in California and have to worry about my house getting thrown off into the ocean because of earthquakes.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't live over there. Those people are so ignorant, I swear to God.
Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
I just told you, we bought this house in 1965. And no, we have not had, no. Donna in 1960 went above Florida, or Tampa, and then came back across. We have not had one hit Tampa since then. So nope, my house is fine. I seal it up every year, and yeah, we tend to make it through there pretty good because I have lived here all my life. So this survey is kind of odd. I mean, do they really, most Floridians are going to tell you the same answers that I'm telling you. We've been here long enough. It's some people that move from up north down here that get scared.
Yeah.
So if I go back to New Jersey or New York, yeah, you probably like it better up there, but hey, nobody ever retires up north. They all come down to my town.
Okay.
So, do you have any more questions?
Yes. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information and protection needed for a hurricane?
I'm the only one that lives here.
Okay. So you're very
sure. So, yes, everybody will have the information.
Yes,
you can put it that way because I'm the only guy that lives here. So, yes, everybody will have all the information they need.
Okay.
I keep track of it. I work at a golf course, so I keep track of the weather.
You keep track of it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, we do because I work at a golf course.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to keep track of the weather. It's kind of our job.
Okay.
So, okay, what other dumb questions do you have? I know you're having fun. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing. You're laughing. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, no worries.
So what other dumb questions do they have?
What are your top three sources of information? Options are TV, radio, newspaper.
Excuse me?
Sure. The next question is, what are your three sources, top sources of information? Options are radio,
TV, cable, or internet, and TV, internet, and internet. I mean, I'm smart enough to figure it out.
Okay. On a scale
that's
from
a weird question.
On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being most prepared,
right,
how
I get
would
it.
You rate your household?
How would I what?
How would you rate your household preparedness?
Oh. Oh, I'm a 10.
You're a 10? Okay.
Yeah, I'm well above your 5. I've been a mechanic for almost 40 years. I have built and certified and everything in a house. I'm totally prepared. I've lived in Florida all my life.
So I would say.
So yes, I've been through it. I've been through it, and I can fix anything. If you can break it, I can fix it. So yes, I am completely prepared for whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there is no problem with me being prepared. I'll guarantee you that.
Okay. Is your home located?
What part of the country are you in doing this survey? Just asking.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to mention that.
Oh, really? What part of the country? I'm not asking what city, just what part of the country.
We're in the South.
Oh, okay. So am I. I'm in the way South.
You're way south.
I'm in about as south as they get.
Okay. Do you know if your home is located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Nope, I'm not in a flood area. I'm 80 feet above sea level. I've already tested it with my boat.
All right.
But I am in Florida, so we live on a sandbar. So, yeah, if you get enough, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I live in Florida. What are you going to do?
Yeah. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Georgia. No, I have relatives. That's where I'm from. Yeah, there's Maxie, Georgia. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole family's from up there. I got a cousin that owns 1,105 acres up there. So if I had to evacuate, I'd be in Georgia.
All right.
That's where my family is. So, yes, that's where I'd go.
Okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
I have one.
One? Okay.
I'm the only guy here. I don't need any more than that, really. I don't need any more than that. One's good enough. I sold my van. I had a custom van, and I sold it to my best friend because he needed it. I kept the car, and, yeah,
right.
I have a car.
Okay.
All right, this is getting fun. All right, what other good questions you got?
Do you know what's the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Excuse me?
Do you know the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Sure do.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not getting it.
Okay.
No, that's personal stuff. Now you're getting a little bit intriguing.
It's all right.
That's not going to be answered. That's my shit. I've got that. You know what? Does it really affect you at all? No, you don't need to know.
No, it's all right.
This is kind of like when somebody asks you what you make for a living or how much money you make in an hour. Yeah, you don't need to know.
It's all right, sir.
I don't care about what company you're with. I'm having fun.
The next question is, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage?
I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But, yes, I could. I could, but I don't have to worry about that. I mean, yeah, no, I'm a mechanic. I wouldn't pay the labor. I'd fix it myself. You don't understand. I'm almost a 40-year mechanic. I've done everything. So, no, I've got enough friends in this town because I was born and raised here that, no, I would not pay a contractor to come in and fix my house. I would do it myself and my friends. So, no, there would be no bill. No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to call a contractor. I wouldn't want to even talk to him.
All right.
Half of them are ignorant. They don't even know what they're doing. Anyway, what's the next question?
All right. Without going into specifics, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
How is it what?
Change. The rate changed.
It went up.
Without going to specifics. It went up? Okay.
It went up.
All right. Would you say it went up over 10%?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Do you feel like in the last 10 years it has always went up every year?
No, it usually doesn't, but now it has.
Okay. All right.
No, we haven't claimed anything, and my house is, and we put in the roof when they wanted us to, and yeah, this year it went up exponentially, but I didn't vote for Biden, so let's see what happens when Trump gets back in there.
Okay.
Yeah, he fucked up the whole country, but nobody seems to see that. But okay, what's the next question?
Next question. As a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Do you consider changing your insurance provider?
Excuse me? What, with the rate increase?
Yes. Did you consider
just
changing
don't
your insurance?
Fuck up your house.
Okay. All right.
Just don't break anything. Don't fuck up your house, because if you put in a claim for anything, they're going to cancel you. That's exactly what they do.
Okay.
So guess what? I'm a mechanic, so I fix the shit myself.
So not me.
You wonder why mechanics do that? Is because they don't want to get canceled.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our government. Yeah, and they keep voting for him. But we'll see what happens.
All right.
So what's the next question?
Yep, we're almost done, and thank you for bearing with me.
I really don't care. You know what? I'll sit here and go, yep, they're fucking ignorant. And as long as you can handle it, I'll tell you exactly how I feel. But I've lived in this town. I'm 59 years old. So I've been through all this bullshit. So, yeah, if you really want to know if you can handle it, I will not pull any punches.
Okay, thank you.
So what's the next question? Sounds like you're having fun. I hear the laughing. You're like, oh, my God, I haven't talked to anybody like this in a long time, have you?
I think I'm allowed to laugh today.
Hey, yeah, I'll bet. Okay, so what's the next question?
All right. Next question. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring?
You mean my house and my yard?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking, right now with the prices and everybody screwing around, yeah, half a mil, 500 grand. You can't have my place for anything less than that, because then I'm going to have to go out and buy something. So if I sell you my house at less than that, then I still have to go out and buy something to live in. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So it's like, why do that? Why not stay here? My house is paid off. It's been paid off for 20 years. Why would I sell it unless it's worth half a mil? You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Why go pay rent? Why go pay rent when I live here that's already been paid off? I just kind of, yeah, you understand where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why would I, yeah, no, my house has been paid off for, my parents bought this house for $12,500 in 1965. Why would I sell it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You pay more for a car right now than you do for this house. It's kind of funny, though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So what's the next question? I'm sorry to make you feel weird or something. I mean, I'm just kind of having fun with this. This is kind of hilarious. These are kind of some stupid questions of somebody that owns a house and doesn't pay any of this crap, and you're asking the questions, and then, yeah, I'm being honest. I own this house. This house paid off. Been paid off for 20 years. So, yeah, I don't pay. I pay the taxes, and I have natural gas to the house, so my electric is low. So I'd be stupid to sell this thing. Completely ignorant.
Okay.
So,
thank
what's
you.
Your next question?
Next question. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government?
Well, the hurricane thing would be federal.
Federal? Okay.
Yep. And I wouldn't have that problem because my house is set up, so never mind. But anyway, go ahead. I'll answer the question.
No worries. There's also an option that says government should not be involved in recovery efforts. Would you stick to federal?
Who? Say that again. The federal government?
No worries. The last option for the question that I just read to you says government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
So they're saying, does it just say government or federal or any government?
Just government.
Government. Yes, yes. Yeah, they should help. They should at least give low interest loans or something like that. I don't agree with them paying for everything, but they should at least help. Yes.
Help. Okay.
Yes, they should at least help.
All right.
Which I live in Tampa, so knock on wood, haven't had to worry about that.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence you are that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, I haven't built a house in years. I don't know. My house is code ready, but I don't know anybody that builds houses. Don't know anybody that has had a house built. So I can't answer that question. You need to talk to the contractors, the ignorant-ass contractors that try to cut corners. Not me, because I haven't built a house. That's kind of a dumb question for me.
It's all right.
Honestly, really, because I haven't built anything, really. You agree with that, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of a dumb question for me. I haven't built shit.
What is
my house was
about?
Built in 1965.
Right.
Right.
I'm sorry. What would be your opinion about new developments? Do you think they take
No, they suck. The houses suck. I did service work for 35 years. They're ignorant. They do shit half-assed. Yeah, most builders, I can tell you names of a couple of the builders that just half-ass everything. Yeah, no, they don't put the effort in that they did years ago. I've been doing this for a long time, and no general contractors and builders and U.S. Homes got a bunch of alcoholics working for them. People don't see this. The government doesn't see this because they don't really care. But if you're the guy down on the floor going in after somebody building a house, and I was the service technician going in there to fix appliances and do shit, and I look in and the place is not done right. So, yeah, the general contractors need to get their shit together because they're a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers. Excuse my French.
It's okay. So definitely no comfort.
Yeah, they're a bunch of sorry bastards because it takes you 8 hours. You can go to a class in 8 hours, get a general contractor's license, and you absolutely have no idea what you're doing. But they'll give you the license so you can be a GC, and then you're going to go do a house when you don't know what you're doing? And then all the people, yeah, no, 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 it's wrong. But
all right,
there's nothing I can say about that.
Where to?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you really can't. Who are you going to tell? I just wouldn't let any one of them touch my stuff. That's all I can do. Any friend I have, I don't let them touch anything. Any of my stuff, you're not touching anything. But people pay them because they go for a weekend or a week and get a general contractor's license because they take the test and they can pass the test. But they absolutely have no idea what they're doing when you get out on the job site. So, yeah, that's been going on for a long time. So that's just Florida.
All right.
You're just having fun, aren't you? Am I the weirdest guy that you've talked to all day?
No, definitely not. Believe me, you're not.
Really?
You're one of the nicest. You're one of the nicest.
Well, I'm trying to tell you what you're trying to ask, and, you know, people won't tell you all that stuff. And I really don't care anymore. Hell, I'm almost 60. I really don't give a crap anymore. I'm done with the service work anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you what you feel.
No, you're actually my favorite call of the day, so, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad. God, I'm glad. That is cool. So what's the next question?
All right, next question.
Are we going to go for another one?
Yes, this is definitely a new one.
So you're laughing. That's a good thing. Go ahead.
Do you believe in sea level rise is happening in Florida?
No.
Do you think your property? Okay.
Nope. You can go. There's pictures of California, the coast of California from 1880 to 1980, and the water level never changed. The only thing that changed is there's buildings built on the beach. So I bet you can pull it up on YouTube. Go on. You can pull it up from 1880 to 1980, 100 years, on the California coast, and the water levels have not changed. So, yeah, I live in Florida. Every year it gets hot. Global warming is a big load of crap. Cal's been farting all their life, and, yeah, it's just not, yeah. 10 years ago, we were going to die. 10 years before that, we were going to die. 10 years, you got to understand, I was born in 1964. So from 1980, all I've heard is that we're going to die every 10 years. Well, damn, we're still alive, aren't we?
We are.
We're doing okay, aren't we? And the world gets a little hot one year, and it gets a little cool one year, and it gets a little hot one year, and it gets a little cool one year. That's the Earth. Sorry. It happens.
Okay.
So, yes, no, they can kiss my ass. No. Global warming is the biggest load of bullshit you've ever heard. And, yes, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. Sorry. I'm a Republican. If you need to put that down, I'm a Republican, and yes, I will vote for Trump.
Okay. No worries. Next question.
Oh, you're liking this. I can hear the laugh in your voice. You're loving this. This is getting me fun.
I am.
I'm just screwing with you, but it's still fun. But go ahead. What's the next question?
Next question. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
I'm 70 feet above sea level. I live in Florida. So I live on a sandbar. So from the Hillsborough River up to my house, I'm 70 feet above sea level. So I should be all right.
You should be right. Okay.
Well, I should be, but I mean, if we get flooded, I mean, damn, it's going to happen. I gave that up when I decided to live in Florida.
You're right.
You know what? What area? I mean, just what state? You're down here, right?
Yeah.
So you understand. You're down here. You understand. We kind of live down here because everybody retires down here. Who retires up north?
Nobody. Only nobody.
They all come down here. But we already live here, so I always tell people I live where everybody wants to vacation. That'll tell you the whole thing, because I live where everybody wants to vacation. That's pretty much, yeah.
That's the dream.
That's why we love it.
Okay. I know you said you didn't purchase your home, but which characteristics do you think are the most important when purchasing a home in Florida?
Say that again.
So the question is, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? But I know you said your parents bought
that. Oh, no, I own I bought a house. Yeah, no. I live in my parents' house because when they passed away, I got a house. The ex-wife got the other house. I gave it to her. But I do own a house. And, yes, I owned it. I bought it because of the area it was in. And basically, it was the area it was in because I grew up here in Forest Hills. So I wanted to live here. So I bought a house in Forest Hills. But when my mom and dad passed away, I pretty much got the house that they lived in. And then I signed over the house I had to my ex-wife and let her have it so she could give it to the kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, No, I live in the house that I grew up in.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living on your current address?
Till I die. Yeah, no, why would I sell it? Yeah. Why would I sell this and go have to buy something? Yeah, I don't get that. That seems stupid to me.
All right.
I mean, honestly, really? I mean, think about that. So I'm going to sell this and go buy something? Really? I kind of like it here. I love the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I grew up here.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done.
Oh, shit. Are we there?
Yeah.
You're just having fun. This is the best one you've had all night. And it's almost what? What the hell? Oh, it's 8:30. Okay.
Yeah, it's 8:30.
All right. Oh, no. What? Okay. So what's the next question?
Let's see if I can throw something good out. I know you already said ex-wife, but this question is, what is your marital status?
Oh, I've been separated, divorced. Separated since 07, divorced. She won't sign up goddamn divorce papers. She seems to think that I'm going to go do something, and I've been done since 07, so... Yeah, we don't know. I'm going to have her served. So I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm actually married, but I've been separated since 07, so I consider myself single.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you want to put that down, but yeah, she's not even in my life anymore. I just can't get her to sign the goddamn divorce papers. I can't understand why. She won't, but she keeps coming up with reasons of, oh, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get it. No, we live in Florida. This is a no-fault state. You ain't getting shit. I gave her a house. I signed the house over to her, and she still wants more. Yeah, fuck that. Ain't happening. Anyway, any other questions?
Yes. What is the highest?
Oh, God, we got more?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. But we're almost
Let's
there.
Go.
Almost there. I promise.
That's all right. I don't mind. I'm having fun.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Probably me, high school.
Okay.
Well, my wife had high school, and my kids did, but high school's probably it. We didn't go to college. I've been a mechanic for 40 years. I fix things. I'm certified in everything in your house.
All right. Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Do I sound Hispanic?
No.
I'm redneck cracker, Tampa, Florida, born in Georgia. Yeah, no. Southern by the grace of God.
Okay. Next question related. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Really? Racial group? I'm not racial. I work at the only historic golf course in the state of Florida. And I'm a white guy. You gotta love that. Yes, I'm a cracker. I've been in Florida all my life. I'm a Florida cracker. I'm a redneck. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what they put in there. What do they want? What kind of racial crap did they have in there? Because I have Choctaw Indian in me. I'm a southern redneck in Florida, a cracker. I'm a white guy. I'm not Hispanic. I don't know what kind of things y'all have in there that you're worried about. Because that's all they're worried about, is what you're going to moniker somebody as. You know where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah, I know.
And that's what they want to do. But no, I'm a redneck cracker, Floridian. I was born at the old St. Joseph Hospital in 1964. So I'm a 59-year-old redneck. I ran a horse barn for 8 years, and I've been a mechanic all my life. So I'm just a standard Floridian that my whole family's from Northeast Georgia.
All right. And you're going to love this last question.
This is
going to
be good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do I get to give you a good answer? All right, let's see.
Please tell me, which is the income range for your household?
I'm the only one here. So it's my income range. And tell them they can guess. I pay my bills. I don't owe anybody anything.
All right.
So you can let them know that's about as far as I was going to go with that.
Will do.
Well, you understand. They can kiss my ass. I really don't. They don't need to know. I make enough to pay my bills. I am not homeless. I'm not. I don't need. I do get food assistance a little bit, but I still pay all my bills because, I'm a single guy doing my own thing in my own house. Got rid of the kids. Got rid of the ex-wife. Yeah, it's all. Yeah, I'm done with it. Tired of the bullshit, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm sad to inform you that was the last question.
Well, hallelujah. Well, it was nice talking to you.
I really enjoyed this call. I appreciate your time. I loved your honesty.
Yeah,
no. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I really don't. You know what? Hey, I'm a customer service guy for the last 40 years, so I know how to talk to people. I have the gift of gab.
You sure do?
So, yes, I don't mind. And if they want to know exactly how I feel, you know what? I have no problem letting them know. And I hope you have a great evening, and a whole rest of your week is good.
Thank you. You
and too. We're all having thunderstorms down here, so batten down your hatches and don't get in trouble out there.
Yeah, please stay safe.
This is Florida, and you know how bad it can get.
It is.
Yep. So all have right. a great evening.
You too.
Is that it? Are we done?
That's it. We're good. Thank you.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.